So, John, where do you think, what place on earth, name a city where you think they'd hold the annual Cowgirl World Championship?
Calgary.
Interesting. Shattle-shaped arena, yeah, interesting. Hmm. But no, you are incorrect, sir. It is a rural town called Villa Vivencio in Colombia. That's the same place where just this week we got news of the FARC releasing a 22-year-old soldier. They're trying to rebrand themselves as a tourist destination and clear a destination for cowgirls worldwide. We have a reporter for our partner of the BBC with
this
us who was also
wild competition.
The competition, Vanessa Buschluter. Welcome.
Thank you. Yes, it was a wild competition. There were five different events ranging from speed milking, bareback racing, racing.
Wait, Vanessa? Speed,
you want to know about
speed milking? Let's hear.
And they're off.
speed milking? How does one speed milk?
Well, competitors had 2 minutes with a cow, and the cows were actually used to mechanical milking. So they were not too happy about having these girls pulling at their udders. But yeah, 2 minutes, and the winning competitor of that event got about 3.5 liters. That's around 6 pints of milk out of her cow. Others only got a trickle.
Okay, there are actually two American competitors there, cowgirls. This is Jamie Dawkins, who was there representing the U.S.
You have to run as fast as you can to your saddle, jump off, saddle your horse as fast as you can. But a lot of girls, they don't take the time to fully saddle their horses, and they try to save time, and they jump on, and the saddle ends up slipping off halfway down. So it's kind of dangerous.
are some of these events a little dangerous?
They are. A couple of girls fell off, especially during that bareback race. One competitor actually did break her leg and had to be taken to hospital. She's doing fine now and expects to be back in the saddle in a couple of months, though.
So what is the concept behind this? Villa Vivencio is trying to rebrand themselves so that they're no longer associated just with FARC rebels?
Yes, well, I mean, it is in an area which has seen a lot of conflict. Paramilitaries are there, remnants of the 10th Front of the FARC are there, and also a lot of drug dealers, unfortunately. But it's also the gateway to the Colombian plains, the Llanos. So they have a cowboy culture, llanero culture, where people still rope cattle and work cattle in the endless plains towards the border to Venezuela. So what they're trying to do is give their town a bit of a different image. And the organizer of this event actually told me that they host the annual Coleo Championship, which is an event where men on horseback try to trip a bull by grabbing him by his tail. And you get points according to how many times the bull actually bounces on the sand.
Holy
so
cow.
That is the men's event. So he decided that it wasn't only just men who were engaged in vaqueria, in the cow culture. So he wanted an event solely for women. He wanted to show that these girls could also work cattle, and that they could milk, that they could rope, and that they could everything that men can do too.
How many countries were represented?
There were 11 international competitors, and there were 33 girls from Colombia, and a Colombian won it.
Well, that was no surprise. Hometown girl won the cowgirl competition, not in the Wild West of the United States or in Calgary, Canada, but in Villa Vivencio, Colombia. Thanks so much to Vanessa Buschluter, a reporter for our partner, the BBC. She was at the competition. And you can actually see more of her cowgirl adventures on our website, thetakeaway.org. There's a link to her audio slideshow on the BBC website.
Hello, cowgirl in the sand.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.